XFM and Resurrection, that's Das Coolies. Now, they're a band who are made up, I think, of four-fifths of the Super Furry Animals. It's basically the whole band except Griff Rees, the singer. And that was taken from their Katow Remixes EP, which came out in September. That's the edit of Katow. Absolutely love that song. I know it's been out a few months, but I've been playing it more and more and more at home. Before that, a band from the Amber Valley in Derbyshire. I don't think I even knew where the Amber Valley was, so I learned something today. Brand new single out today. That was Patron Saint. Patron with an extra Y. P-A-Y-T-R-O-N. You'll find them on social media with that extra Y in it. That was Carmilla Roll. Now, a band I've been playing a lot on the show over the last couple of years are Cuffed Up. Another band from LA. We've had a few in today's show already. They've got their debut album, All You Got, out in just over a week's time. 5th of April. Looking forward to hearing that. Taken from it, this is Meet the End.
You're feeling sad. The feelings aren't facts. Why do you conflate smothering with love like that?
Failure in a box. Money down the drain. Why do you confuse the passion for the pain? Didn't make it past 3 weeks.
Telltale sign, a sinking mind.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was My Life Story, taken from their current album Loving You Is Killing Me, which came out last month. And that was The Urban Mountaineer. Now, that album is probably my favourite one of the year so far. I'm absolutely loving it. I never like to say something like a real return to form, because it just sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? But it really does highlight some of the great songs that Jake Shillingford has written over the last 30 years or so. There's some fantastic tracks on it. And that's one of the more sedate and thought-provoking songs, if you like. Although, to be fair, I think a lot of the songs are thought-provoking. They're just not very sedate. That was The Urban Mountaineer. Before that, Liao, the alter ego of Austrian artist Gabriel Steiner, track we played a couple of weeks ago on the show when it came out. That was 1995, and Liao is spelt L-L-E-O-W. So now you know, Austrian and not Welsh. Important to point that out. Next up, I did say earlier on in the show that you can email us, paul@phoenixfm.com, and many bands do. And Favourite Fallen Idol, one of those bands who did, they sent me some songs a few weeks ago, and has been playing this one quite a bit since they sent it to me. They're a band from Memphis in Tennessee, but they're very much influenced by the music of 90s Britain. This track is called Mixtape.
Drinking at the corner bar to waste some time. You know I wasn't looking for you. Name just adorable in the view. Line of notes, the songs I never knew. Living on rewind with your mixtape. Spinning. Another bill I can't pay lies in the drawer. Looking for a better place on the ground floor. I knew when you started to speak, caught the sparks on the downbeat. Turn around, surround, I can't sleep. Living. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, a few songs from the last decade or so. That was Albert Hammond Jr. And that song was 11 years ago, not from the last decade at all. Cooker Ship from his AJH EP, which came out in October 2013. Before that, Flying Colours, band from Melbourne, and they released their second album, Fantasy Country, in the summer of 2020. That was taken from it. That was Big Mess. Now I'm looking forward to brand new music from Melis. Should be out later this year, and they have a Sessions album out as well, which I think is only coming out on vinyl, and I'm kind of like not sure if I should carry on buying vinyl or not. I bought one album in the last 10 years or so. That was the Ballad of Darren from Blur last year, because I wanted to get the Zoetrope edition of the vinyl, which I should highlight didn't particularly work, so that was 30 quid well spent. Although, what a fantastic album. Anyway, Melis have a brand new Sessions album out on Record Store Day, which is April 20th, and a brand new album of new music later this year as well. Caught them live for the first time a few weeks ago, and I have been ploughing their back catalogue over the last few weeks as well. This is taken from their album Salka Spin, which came out in 2002, one of my favourite Melis tracks. A track which the Melody Maker described as the most rock and roll song in the history of music. This is Andath Lenor Lucas. Thank you.
dreams. But say hello to something only I know. I'm so dumb, but I'll give it a go. The negativity is ruining your sleep. It makes you wanna cry on your pillow. The negativity is controlling your dreams. So say hello to something only I know. I'm so dumb, but I'll give.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, the Future Heads and Struck Dumb from their 2010 album, The Chaos. They are playing a few gigs. I know they're playing Shrewsbury Castle, which sounds pretty interesting. That's coming up in a few weeks' time. The Cure before that and Jumping Someone Else's Train. Been so long since I heard that song. It was their fourth single. It wasn't on an album, although it did appear on compilation albums like Staring at the Sea. That came out in November 1979. Such a great record. And from 1979 to 2023, I'm so glad I got to see Be Your Own Pet play live. They did a gig for the release of their third album, Mummy. It was their first album in 15 years. Came out in August last year, and I caught them at Rough Trade East in London. Absolutely fantastic. From it, this was the lead single, Hand Grenade.
I'm not afraid.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was The Others from last year, and Disdain, taken from their fourth album Look At You All Now, which came out as a free download on Bandcamp on March the 21st. So that one's recently celebrated its first anniversary. Bold move to make a new album and just give it away for free, but that's the kind of band that The Others always were, and they are recording their fifth album right now, and they did kindly ask me if I could go along to the sessions, but unfortunately wasn't able to make that anyway. Looking forward to seeing them live at some point in the future. Bug Eye before that, When the Lights Go Out, a track from their debut Ready Steady Bang, which came out in 2020, and they have got new music out later this year and a few gigs as well. Check them out on social media at Bug Eye Band. And of course, should probably mention that Angela from the band is the organiser of Crow Crow Land, which is a fantastic two-day festival, which I am unable to attend. And I'm very sad about that. I had tickets for the last one, which they had to cancel about 18 months ago. But hey-ho. Anyway, we did mention Blur earlier on in the show and their wonderful Ballad of Darren album. I think that's an album which, although it doesn't really sound much like their 90s heyday, I think it's an album that's going to stay with me for a very long time indeed. This was the lead single from it, The Narcissist.
Looked in the mirror, so many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlights. I heard no echo, there was distortion everywhere. Standing there, found my transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the hero, I was the dark room. I'm the shining light in your eyes.
XFM and Resurrection Supergrass and St. Petersburg from their album Road to Ruin, which came out in 2005, and before that Johnny Marr and his 2013 track New Town Velocity, taken from his I think that was his debut album, The Messenger, the debut solo album anyway, came out and reached number 10 in the UK album charts. And that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you're going to enjoy the rest of your Easter holiday, and I hope you particularly enjoyed this show, which wasn't themed towards Easter at all, because I just didn't think I'd have any songs that I could play, not unless you wanted to hear Easter by Marillion, which is on their excellent album Season's End from 1989, although I'm not going to play it on this show anyway. Going to leave you with a bit of Teenage Fan Club instead. From 1997 and Songs from Northern Britain, I Don't Want Control of You. I will see you next week.